We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
How you feeling?
Well, it's back to reality.
Back to reality. Do you enjoy the beach?
Yes.
It's a glorious week, and we'll talk more about that in the future, but it was a great week. Happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
30 years, and we celebrated at the beach, and wonderful meals.
Seafood.
Walks on the beach.
Hot. I love it, though. Yeah.
I'm not
so. You were a champ, but yeah.
I'm not so happy about the.
So, admittedly, we both work hard.
Yes.
But we have a belief in play hard as well.
Yes.
We worked really hard to keep our phones off, to ignore all notifications, and focus on making memories. So we did. And that was awesome. Yeah.
How you doing? I posted a video a couple of weeks back of you at the gym, and you got this
Yeah,
new
you
routine.
Are wrong for that.
No,
I had no idea you were videoing.
You're a champ.
And, I'm
and
so sore.
And you're an inspiration. Yeah. So how you so they put you on this new routine?
Yeah, there are hanging knee raises and splits. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I saw you do the splits like a couple of weeks back at the gym, and
I was
the first time
praying nothing would literally split like my leggings or TMI, sorry.
Okay. I got to get it together.
Yeah,
I was proud of it. I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, there's no way I could. I mean, you'd have to have a crane come get me up. I'm serious.
I'm proud of you, though. You've been walking.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
I'm really frustrated. I look like a grape. I mean, I do. I look like a grape on toothpicks. I mean, I've lost. I look.
Sorry.
I mean, I've lost like 80 pounds, and it's from my face, my arms, my legs, and I still got this huge gut, and I look like a grape on toothpicks walking around.
Stop it. I am so
frustrated.
You're doing great.
Why can't I lose weight in my gut? I mean, I guess everything else is going to have to get down to the size of a toothpick, and then my gut will start losing weight. I mean, I'm the oddest looking thing. I mean,
no, you're not.
I am. They're going to start reporting me, these Bigfoot people. Like, we found a new creature out here.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Start doing wood knocks. And
it's all about consistency and just
showing up. Well, I've been consistently fat. Let me just say that.
Well, do you feel better now?
I'm saying, though.
Okay.
I have been looking for a grape on toothpicks kind of sculpt little character. I'm trying to find that.
You got to stop.
What is? So there's that. So
I saw this post a couple of weeks back.
Was it on a fence?
Oh, you're in rare form today.
Oh, like a social media
post.
Oh, okay. All right.
It said 150 days.
Mm.
And the writer said, what could your life look like if you committed to something until January 1? And that shook me a little.
Mm.
150 days.
Mm.
And so I'm challenging myself on some things. Mm-hmm. The way I eat, certain habits that I have. If I change some of those things, what could my life look like in 150 days?
Mm. That's powerful.
It was. It was a really good post.
Oh, I may have that, to share it again. I tell that person to say, shut up. But I'd say, leave me alone.
Wow.
No.
No,
but that's a good, what would my life look like if I didn't eat certain things in 150 days? What would that kind of stuff? I mean, but I'm down to 5 vegetables and a piece of meat right now, but.
Bitter party of one.
Well, I'm just frustrated, but you're right. I mean, think about this. What would my life look like if I read a certain number of books about being a better writer in the next 150 days?
Yeah.
What would it look like if I was more consistent in like my whole prayer life in the next 150 days?
Total transparency. What would it look like if not just showing up to the gym and doing hanging knee raises and splits and various other things, I stopped eating donuts on the weekend. And, I mean, I'm just keeping it real. What if instead of choosing to turn on the TV in the evenings, I picked up a book instead?
Mm.
Take that hour that I'm typically wasting watching something mindless and read a book.
I wouldn't call Matlock mindless. Well,
but you get the point.
I get the point.
So, yeah.
All right.
So that's just something
wow
to chew on.
I'm all convicted now. I wasn't prepared for this kind of.
You didn't need this in your life today?
No, not today, but okay, here we are. I mean, I'm. You have challenged me and inspired
me. She challenged me too. I'm thankful for that.
I'd like to have this woman's name and address. I got something to talk to her about. There's a popular phrase that has been used for the last few years, and
this has been bothering you for a while, so you wanted to discuss this.
I wanted to discuss it, and we're going to wade into the water here a little bit. We don't get controversial very often, and we try to leave certain topics alone. We've actually been encouraged to be more controversial because it can grow the podcast.
But that's not who we are.
That's not who we are. That's not at all. But today we're going to kind of wade in the water a little bit. And that phrase is speak your truth.
Mm.
And I hate that phrase.
Mm.
Because for me, there's only one truth.
Yeah.
And that's God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is the scriptures. That's the truth that there is.
And who gets to decide that your truth or my truth is truth? When does it become more about opinion than actual fact?
Mm.
Because to your point, the gospel is fact.
Yeah, the gospel
is fact. It's unwavering.
Yeah, there's an empty tomb.
Everything else comes with a question mark.
People say, well, share your truth. And it's like whenever they say that, this is what the feeling is behind this. Now, it can be used in various contexts. For example, people will say, share your truth. And then they will say to this person, share your truth.
But it better align with theirs.
Right. But here's the thing. It's fine. And apparently those two truths are like equal.
Mm.
They can be contradictory. But both truths apparently are true. Y'all, that's illogical.
Yeah.
There has to be some kind of absolute truth. Now, let me say this. If a person has faced abuse, if they face something like that, and you say, speak your truth, I hear that as like, confess this, like share that pain. That's how I hear it.
Yeah.
But I don't think all truth is equal.
I find that in society today, a lot of people using this statement, it's so that they can kind of bully their way with convincing other people to their side or swaying them to their opinions on things. And the danger in that is anything that we present as truth comes with this caveat. It's based on our current understanding of a situation at this stage in our life. So hopefully we're always growing and gaining new perspectives. Again, this does not apply to the gospel. We'll just say that one more time. God's word is unchanging. But I'm talking about the way we view social issues, political issues, personal experiences that we've walked through. Hmm. Our truth is based on all of those things and where we align ourselves or where we have, air quotes, arrived in a certain situation. That does not mean that someone else is where we are and will see things the way we do. So this begs the next question. How are we reacting when other people don't agree with our truth?
I'm going to give you an example. People younger than me will have dyed their hair red, purple, or green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will see that. And inside, I'm just going to be totally honest. I'm like, if I had hair, I would not abuse it like that. I judge that person because to me, that's not my generation. That's not how I was raised. That's not how I look, you know, but for like kids and people, they see that as like an expression of like who they are.
Yeah.
Now you have these two people, person with the dyed hair and then me, crotchety old man. Okay. Or as my friend Pipe says, grumpy old man. Okay. This is where it gets tension for me. This person says, I am speaking my truth with my red dyed hair. And I'm like, well, I'm going to speak my truth and say that that's wrong. Stop saying truth, because it's really just
opinion.
It's really just an opinion. It's really just a preference.
Or even your lens on something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, but when we say truth, for me, it sets up this.
Yeah.
This argument, this tension, this inseparable thing, when it's really not a truth, it's just a preference. And so for me, you got to show grace.
Well, I grew up the generation, honestly, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking through what you're sharing. I was of the generation that was raised that people with crazy colored hair were punks and probably derelicts, and they weren't contributing to society. We are now in 2023, and a lot of people love to outwardly express themselves with colored hair and various other things. I mean, we could spend hours on this, but think of things like tattoos. How were they perceived 20, 25 years ago? Well, now it's just an expression of art for a lot of people. And again, we're not going to get into this whole, well, you shouldn't do that to your body.
I could care less.
I could care less as well. But there are people that feel that, again, their truth is you should not defame your body in that way. This is an exact example of what we're trying to communicate, is the way I may feel about something, my truth is because of my upbringing or because of my own preconceived notions on something.
Yes.
We beg the question, how are we engaging with each other? How are we showing respect and embracing an open dialogue with people when their truth differs from ours?
I'd say, first of all, that we probably actually avoid those people.
We tend to, I'm sure.
Because we immediately judge them.
Or you see it in the social spaces. It becomes an actual blitz, like all out going after each
other. And people just say the dumbest thing, like, you know, oh, you're stupid, or stop it.
That's not dialogue.
That's not dialogue. And especially for like those of us who like claim to be Jesus followers, stop it.
Yeah.
Because that's not how Jesus interacted with people. That's not how he engaged them. And we're not here to save society. We are here to point people to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so,
which also, another question for all of us, will we be willing to lay down our truths?
Here we go. Our preferences.
For his truth.
Oh.
Because his truth will endure and we will not.
Throughout Scripture, as I've studied it, there is a theme that happens over and over in Scripture. You see that he's God and we're not.
Mm.
He's God, I'm not. He's God, I'm not.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I have to ask myself, he's God, I'm not. If it doesn't aggravate him, why should it aggravate me?
Yeah.
If it's not in his word, if it's not violating something, why should I get all bent out of shape about it?
Mm.
So I think what you're trying to say, Miss Kayla, let's be a little kinder. Let's be a little bit more respectful. And let's not die on every hill. Let's really focus on his truth and on what he says. Am I right? Is that good?
Yeah, great.
All right. You can send, complaining emails to.
No, it's just a lot for us all to think about.
And I love your heart.
I'm a black and white person by nature. But yes. I will say, coming out of COVID, coming out of the pandemic, I don't see a lot in black and white anymore. There's so much gray area with everything. I'm not compromising core tenets. I need people to understand that. What I'm saying is, we claim to be Christ-like, But even asking myself, are we being loving in the way we're sitting with others when we hear them sharing their truth? Are we blasting them, or are we coming alongside? And if it is something that compromises his truth,
then
earn the right to speak into that.
Don't just blast away.
Yeah.
You're amazing. I love your heart.
You are. This was your, you've been talking about this a lot.
Well,
so,
you know, things aggravate me. So, but no. I love your, see?
Never see, would have known.
That's how we get divorce that lawyers truth. On the phone. That's
there
we how
go.
We get.
Just speaking my truth.
So there.
Well, since we haven't stepped on enough toes yet.
Yeah, two big serious topics today.
Well, this one is something I've been sitting with. Do we really know someone? And that's a rather broad question. So what I'm asking myself and asking all of us, are we willing to accept that people change? Mm. We evolve as humans based on things we've encountered, people we've encountered, just life experiences. What would it look like if we all gave each other the freedom to change? Because we do. And the truth is, some change for the better and some not so much. But what would it look like?
As a leader, let me just talk about this from like my chair for just a second.
Sure.
You have a choice. People are going to fail. They are going to make mistakes. You have a choice. You can see that person forever as that mistake, and you can paint them with that.
Yeah.
Or you can say, you know what? Person messed up. Mm. They failed. They made a mistake. Now, let me walk beside them and encourage them, and you help them grow. The temptation is to see that person as that mistake, as that failure.
Yeah.
When really, that's every single one of our stories, is that we've all made a mistake. We've all screwed up somewhere along the line. But because of that, hopefully we get better. Hopefully that we learn from it.
We're a series of second chances.
Yes. But now, know this as well. Scripture says that a dog returns to its vomit.
Mm.
Okay? So you need to expect that people are going to go back and make that same mistake again.
Sure.
And you got to pick them up, and you got to do it. Now, if that person becomes toxic to like the organization or to you personally, you need to walk away.
Well, yeah, but your point is seeing someone always through that one view of them for that worst moment rather than or for that first impression and then never changing your mind.
There's a sports show host named Colin Cowherd I listen to sometimes, and he said, and I can see his point. He said, everybody will be judged by their worst moment.
Mm. And he's not wrong in some ways.
He's not wrong in some ways, but I hate that because we change, we grow.
Hopefully.
We get better.
Yeah.
We learn from our mistakes. We actually mature a little bit to where we can make better choices. Am I going to mess up? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to mess up.
The version of us that some people carry in their mind isn't the same us. Mm. For all of us, life has a way of changing us. We're shaped by loss or gain. We're shaped by age or friendships, life experiences, all of this. As we learn and we embrace new behaviors or new viewpoints on things, we're all constantly changing. And I pray we're growing. But there are people who will always see us as like the 20-year-old version of us. Or even, I mean, think about those family members who they always see you as that 5-year-old little kid. I would say we are guilty of doing this to each other, that
yes,
sometimes we feel that that person that we knew back in the day is still that exact same person. Mm. And it's just not.
Mm.
especially coming out of the last 3 years. I have seen how so many of the people in my life have changed, and in some ways for really good things.
Let me say this. The same grace that like we want from others, you need to be willing to give to others.
Ooh.
So
yeah,
I'm not the same person that I was 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have matured. I try to stay calmer. I mean, 30 years ago, I'd fly off at the handle. Now I try to remain calm. Do I ever lose my temper? Yeah, it takes me a while now to actually get to, I mean, you've really got to poke the bear to get me revved up.
But you've really grown in practicing the pause.
I've tried.
Yeah.
Now, let me say this. So people who knew me 30 years ago might still see Brian as this hot-tempered guy.
Yeah.
Whereas today, he's a little bit more patient.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to give people room to grow.
Yes.
Give people room to be that. Also, we will end here. Am I open to being wrong about others?
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, because
what if God left us there? Sorry, we're coming in hot after vacation.
Preach, Miss Kayla.
But I mean, what if God left us in our condemnation for all the things that he saw that needed to change?
But he showed grace.
His mercy covers it all. Yeah. So there we are.
There's an old Southern gospel song that says, he didn't see what I was, he saw what I could be.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's a little theological nuance there I'm not going to get into, but I like the point of it. So, yeah.
And
so,
are we willing to be wrong about others?
Yes.
Ourselves? That's a question we'll leave us with. Yeah.
Let me say this. We have to be.
Yeah.
We have to be willing to embrace that people can grow.
Or we limit God.
Y'all, she preaching today. All right.
Anyway, before we get in trouble here.
I think we've passed that point, don't you?
Would you like a coffee mug?
Yeah, I would. Now, let me say this. You can drink more than coffee in this coffee
mug.
Sure,
it's great with tea.
Lemonade.
Well, yeah, but it's a mug. So we'll go with tea or coffee.
Okay.
But
all right.
First two people who go to our website answer this question correctly.
And the question is?
Our question is, where did B and K go last week?
For our
vacation.
For our vacation, where did we go?
And I mean, we're not talking like the town, but what did we do? We went to the...
It had a lot of sand.
There you go. We're trying to give you the answer here.
Had a lot of sand. So you can win that mug. All you got to do is go to our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. And once you get there,
click the trivia button, answer the question, where were B and K last week?
By the way, if you go ahead and click that button and yet you get a mug, we have some cute stickers.
We do.
That
coming
will be soon. Yeah.
So yeah, we're excited about that.
Hey, search great. The piece. Do what?
Great on water bottles and
that's
journals and laptops.
Yeah.
Forehead.
You can search the peas.
Okay.
You can search Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Or visit our website, peasandcarrotspodcast.com. When you do, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Friends who care, sharing life and insights along the way. Seth and Jess on the Jesus Fix It podcast. Subscribe today wherever you listen.